White Dungeons and Dragons, right?
Yeah, so we're part of the Isle of Wight Dungeons and Dragons community. So, yeah, we're a collection of different Dungeons and Dragons tables that have all come together to basically bring the amazing fantasy world of Dungeons and Dragons to as many people as possible. So, yeah.
And you've got a whole little table and map set up. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Dungeons and Dragons for the uneducated?
Yeah, sure. So, a lot of people have probably heard of Dungeons and Dragons through like Stranger Things and stuff like that. But the premise is it's a role-playing game where really the only limit is your imagination. It also helps if you like mathematics as well to a certain extent, because there's a little bit of that. But basically, you're part of a character. You're a character in a story. The Dungeon Master runs the story, and you basically go through that story determining how it goes. You, the player, determines how the outcome, what happens in the story and how it, the outcome happens.
And you seem to have a few tables. Are all these people playing it as we speak, currently? Okay, cool.
We've got two tables running. We're trying to have at least one table running every hour. We've got a 30-minute game, which is specifically designed for new players as well as experienced players, to introduce people to, like I said, the brilliant world of D&D. So, yeah.
And if I wanted to get involved more then after this event, what do we need to do?
That's fantastic. So we do have a Facebook page, the Isle of Wight Dungeons & Dragons community. If you join that, you can also find us on Discord as well, where you can find up to 15 tables running, as well as one-shots, large-scale events that happen all over the island. So, yeah.
It's been great speaking to Stu. You obviously have a lot of passion for it, and I hope the event goes well for you.
It's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much. Cheers.